Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Penguin Stanley Cup champ Tyler Kennedy joins us right now, brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture, the best in the business. Tyler, let me ask you a question about Dubas here. If there was a genie that popped out of a bottle and said, I can grant one of these wishes for you in 2026, Kyle, you guys are either the second wild card and you backdoor your way into the playoffs, or you finish with one of the third worst records in the NHL, and you have a real shot of drafting the McKenna kid who's coming out of juniors. Which one do you think he'd pick?
That's a tough question, but I think it's making the playoffs.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
What do you think it is, like, Chris? I think it's the McKenna kid. I think it's a crack at the generational player and not just TK, being a team that gets 92 points and has to play, you know, the Florida Panthers in the first round of the playoffs.
The whole truth serum thing, if you could give Kyle Dubas truth serum, I know that you guys who are inside on the game, whether you played the game or whether you are a GM like he is, always believe in like the team that you've assembled, or in your case, your teammates. I got to believe, though, if this McKenna kid is as good as he is supposed to be, that deep down Dubas says, man, this would make my job a lot easier if my job is to win with that kid versus without that kid.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yes, I totally agree. Like, if you can get that kid, but I compare him, like, the numbers he's putting up, it's kind of like Bedard, right?
Yep.
He was a guy that puts up big numbers, plays junior hockey, and it is expected to do that in the pro level. And you're hoping he's going to do that. Just like Bedard, you're hoping he's going to be the guy that you can build an organization around. And there's a lot of hope there. But would it help, you know, get the Penguins in the right direction in 4 or 5 years down the road? Yeah, 100%. But if we don't make the playoffs after next year and the year after, like, it's going to be a tough sell, not only getting a first rounder, but getting anyone to Pittsburgh. And I think we have to start thinking about that. We need to be able to be like, no, we're back in the playoff picture. Now we're going to start trying to win in the playoffs. I think it's easier to sell the Pittsburgh Penguins organization when you can start saying, yes, we're in the picture of being a playoff team. Now we just got to learn and add a couple more pieces to kind of make that final push to get deep into the playoffs. But again, if they don't win the next 3 or 4 years in getting into playoffs, it's going to be a tough sell to bring players, free agents here. Like, when you think of Long Island, teams like that, teams that don't really make the playoffs, like, it's tough to get players there, and it's tough to change the culture when no one wants to play there. So I do think getting into playoffs sooner than later means a lot to the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Muse called them a team that was in a, quote, period of transition going into this next season. So, do you think he's under the impression that they're going to make trades and free agent signings with the playoffs this year being the goal, Tyler?
I think so. I think before he signed here, I think he's asking Kyle Dubas, like, well, what are you trying to bring here? What are you trying to add to this team so we do better, so we do add those extra 4 to 6, 8 points to get us into the playoffs? I think he's adding those players. And I think now it's more clear than ever where the Pittsburgh Penguins are at and what they have.
So do you think they're close then?
To To making the playoffs?
No, to being a contender.
No.
No.
But I think they're close to getting into playoffs. When you think the last 2 to 3 years, they haven't been that far out. And I think if they add a top six, a bottom six, I think they have to figure out their goalie situation. I think they're sitting pretty good.
Interesting.
To getting into the playoffs. You don't think they are? They're only 4 or 5 points out now, or last year. And
I think on paper, they're one of the five worst.
Really tough year.
Yeah, I think
they went through a real tough year last year.
I know.
Let's start talking honest. Like, last year was a real tough year for the Pittsburgh Penguins with the goalie situation.
Yep.
You know, the defense. I think some veteran guys had down years. Obviously, not Sidney Crosby. Some other guys didn't have great years. I think it was a tough year for the Pittsburgh Penguins. And I think when they go home this summer, I think they have a lot of reflecting to do of how they can get better and how they can get this on the right track. Because it's got to happen again sooner than later.
Give me, before we run, give me a name you'd add and a name you'd subtract in order to get to the place you're talking about.
That's, you know, I'm looking for more of a guy like Sam Bennett
than
a Mitch Marner. A guy I would subtract. I don't know who I'd subtract. I just know he's.
What would you do with Chris Letang?
I don't think you can move him, Chris, because the heart thing.
I know you can't move him, but what about
Stanley Cups?
What about knocking him down to third pairing? He struggled last year.
Third pairing?
Josh Yowie wrote something exactly like that, that they might have to consider cutting his minutes back, even though they don't have somebody well-positioned to take them, because he just wasn't that
good. That's
the
issue, though. There's nobody to take his spot. Third pairing?
Yeah, you think Carlson is better than Chris Letang?
I don't.
They might have the worst defense corps in the entire league.
That's why I'm saying they're one of the worst teams in the league.
That's another issue. But to put Chris Letang, I think we need to start building Chris Letang up instead of forgetting what he did for the Pittsburgh Penguins. This guy's a 3-time Stanley Cup winner, a guy that's been pretty much the head back there for a number of years.
He's had two strokes.
And I think bringing Carlson in affected Chris Letang's mojo. I think it affected where he was placed in the defensive lineup. I think we need to get a guy in here to build Chris.
How about
Letang
subtract
up.
Carlson then from the lineup?
There you go. There might be your subtraction there, TK.
Yeah, I'd drive him
to the airport, wouldn't you?
You know what? If you can rein him in, the thing is, you need to put some reins on this guy and be like, hey, if you do this, you're not going to play.
That's
I know, but if
you could get Pony to stop making bad predictions, you'd really have something.
I know, Tyler.
This
has gone on for more than 10 years with the guy. I just don't think all of a sudden you make Ray Bourque a stay-at-home defenseman. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but has anyone sat him? Has anyone, like, maybe grabbed him in the dressing room and, like, give him a little shake in the dressing room?
I don't know. I'd love to see it, though.
Don't you think it's tough to do when a guy is making so much money and has so many individual accolades? I mean, I just feel like that's hard. Hard to do.
Yeah, but, you know, there's three guys in there that have the biggest accolades with the Stanley Cup, and that's Chris Letang, Sidney Crosby, and Evgeny Malkin. And when they speak, no matter what team, what level, they all get respect, especially Sidney Crosby. So I think someone's got to make sure he doesn't have the year he had last year, because that wasn't a great year. He was still trying to find his place in the Pittsburgh Penguins. Yes, did he have some great stretches? Yeah, everyone. I used to have great stretches where I thought I was going to get 40 goals.
Yeah,
but
don't tell
reality
Crowley that.
Came in.
Hey, we got to run, Tyler. Thanks so much, brother.
Thanks,
see you,
boys.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.